I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson, and this is Harvest Public Media's Field Notes, in which we talk to newsmakers and experts about important issues related to food production. Experts from around the world recently gathered at the Water for Food Conference in Lincoln, Nebraska, to discuss how to make the global food system more resilient toward climate change. That's where Harvest Public Media reporter Grant Gerlach spoke with Sally McKenzie, a plant scientist at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. McKenzie is a leader in the field of plant epigenetics, a new way to harness a plant's genes to create new varieties. During their conversation, McKenzie told him that traditional crop breeding techniques may not be able to keep pace with the climate.
The problem is that our environment is changing so rapidly now, we need something more. So what my lab has been investigating has been a new form of genetic change, if you will, which is known as epigenetics, where we're exploiting not just the genes of the crop, but how those genes are expressed in order to come up with an enhanced way of growing crops.
You say epigenetics occur naturally. Can you give an example of that? For instance, with drought, how do epigenetics occur naturally?
So we know, for instance, that plants have what we refer to as memory. We know that if a plant has seen drought or, say, high light or some kind of stress early in its life, the plant will actually be pre-adapted that second time to that stress, even though it's seeing that stress after some growth period. That memory, whether within a lifetime or transgenerationally, is thought to be what we call epigenetic. It's not really that the plant has changed itself genetically. It's that it's changed itself epigenetically. The way its genes are expressed have some sort of a memory of that earlier stress.
When it comes to genetic modification, there's a lot of resistance to that among consumers or foreign countries. What about epigenetics? Would that be open to the same criticism?
I'd be very surprised if consumers were reluctant to allow epigenetic breeding, if you will, to go on. Mother Nature uses this method herself on a regular basis. It's just that we're exploiting it in a more meaningful way. You know, at some point, we have to be realistic about what we face. It's not just our country, but our world really faces a crisis here in how our scientific community and our agricultural community is going to keep pace with the changes in our climate in order to be able to feed the world, as well as keeping pace with the population growth. I mean, you can't tie all of our hands. So I think that epigenetic modification will be one more tool in that toolbox. I think it has the potential to be a huge one. And we need some revolutions here, because we're losing germplasm quickly. Our rate of gain has started to slacken, and I just don't see, unless we use all the tools in that toolbox, how we're really going to meet these challenges.
Sally McKenzie, thank you.
My pleasure.
Grant Gerlach spoke to Sally McKenzie, a plant genetics researcher at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. And that's this week's Field Notes. I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson. To get more episodes of Field Notes, visit harvestpublicmedia.org. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of KBIA and other public media stations across the Midwest.